This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from National Spring Training. If you missed any of our interviews from earlier in the show, you can always use the rewind feature on radio.com. It's fantastic. You can rewind up to 24 hours. We were lucky enough to talk to Ryan Zimmerman earlier, back for another season at first base, Kurt Suzuki, and Max Scherzer.
Right. Did you guys see Struble Cabrera and Juan Soto walking by? They had just taken their licks over there. Suzuki's going over there to get some swings in.
So I missed those guys.
The boys are filing in. They're getting their work done, and they do have a game today, right?
Yeah, they play the Marlins at 1 here.
Like the Marlins at 1? Right, and then here. Tomorrow, did I see they play the Orioles?
I'm not sure.
Tomorrow?
I did see a donk at the Wawa wearing an Orioles shirt at about 5 a.m. this morning.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of baseball fans down here.
There were a lot
here,
of guys at the Wawa this morning.
People on their way to work.
Yeah,
people getting their grind on.
In Little Florida at 5 a.m. I'm like, where are all these people coming from?
Yeah.
A lot of, like, construction guys.
Sure. They need their morning Joe, Ricky.
Yeah.
They need to wake up.
Everybody needs their coffee.
Yes.
You get it at Wawa, $1.75. You go to Starbucks, same cup, $4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
Yeah.
See,
you haven't made a trip to the bathroom yet.
Yeah, I know. The caffeine didn't hit me like I thought it would. Maybe later.
I've only made two. That's not bad.
Right, but no serious business stops.
No, I'm saving that for the embassy suites. I wouldn't do that here.
Are
you kidding?
You've already made two trips to the bathroom after the hotel, or are you including the hotel?
I'm assuming he's saying up.
Here. Oh, no, here.
Here.
Oh my God, you've already
he's constantly hydrating.
Of course, there's a wake-up pee,
You ever seen those big, my wife got one. The Reynolds team actually sent us one, like the little tchotchkes they send out to everybody. Those big water jugs that people – that's how much water you're supposed to drink in a day.
Yeah,
you ever seen those things?
Sure. What is that, 64 ounces?
I mean, it's staggering how much water, in theory, you're supposed to drink in a day.
Yeah.
I mean, cakes might hit it.
64?
Maybe not water, but between alcohol and coffee and soda.
I probably take in, I mean, a given day, I'm just ballparking, 150 to 200 ounces of some sort of liquid.
Right.
Coffee, water, beer, anything else mixed in.
Right.
Gatorade.
What percentage of that do you think is actually water?
Out of that, if you're 200 ounces?
Yeah.
30%? 25 to 30%?
Right. 70% beer, alcohol, No,
probably
soda.
40% coffee.
Yeah.
And then you throw in some beer at the end.
Right, right.
Yesterday was a little bit of an anomaly. I went a little bit hard yesterday.
By the way,
rein it back in tonight.
So last night when we walked across the street to Drive Shack, and the real reason we went up there really wasn't anything close to Embassy Suites. There was the atrium, which as EB said is horrible, which is inside the Embassy Suites.
It is a dump.
There's a Burger King.
Yeah, I agree. Legit dump.
There's a Burger King at the corner.
Well,
there's a Wendy's.
Let me just rewind. Before the atrium, they give the free drinks from 5:30 to 7:30. And there's also, like, light snacks.
Veggies and dip.
Yeah, did EB see?
I saw that.
Oh, he had to have been on Super Monkey
Tilt. That looked like it came from, like,
you did? I had two big plates of veggies and dip.
You actually ate from there? Because when I went.
That was my dinner.
When I went, there were,
scraps.
Like.
They looked like it had been trampled by elephants.
I was there early, though.
There was some vat of, like, ranch and carrots all in it.
Yeah.
And then just some nasty chips and cheese.
Crackers.
And just just crumbs everywhere.
I looked at it. I
but
said,
"But you got there at 7:30. Yeah. I was there at 5:30.
We got there at the end. I looked at it. I said, "That's gross.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere near that."
When they first put it out, the presentation.
I'm sure at 5:30 it looked good. It looked
and all the senior citizens got to it and they started crushing it.
Yeah. Now it looked like dog poop when we saw it. It was.
Yeah, it was unappetizing.
That was a table of turds.
Anyway, I want to say, so we went to the place across the street, and they had games on. I know you guys weren't paying that much attention. But I hadn't really gotten a chance to watch Zion Williamson from start to finish, and I certainly didn't watch it finish. But that guy, I mean, it goes without saying, he just doesn't have bad games. He's actually getting more and more impactful.
Well, what did he do last
35.
Night?
Career high last night.
35 last night.
He's averaging, I believe, right around 24 points per game.
Right.
And that was with the minutes restriction at the beginning.
Did LeBron say anything about him? Because I know LeBron had just played Ja Morant, right, recently? And LeBron was jocking him.
I think he's jocked both of them at this point. Because I think he's played the Pelicans twice.
Uh-huh. What is he saying?
He says he's awesome.
Yeah.
He's just not as good as him. Yeah. Because LeBron had tripped up and got the win. Anthony Davis didn't even play.
Right, right.
And by the way, this is very geeky, but in drab t-shirts, salary cap NBA league, Zion has to be the most valuable player.
The bargain.
One, because he's a bargain. He's on a rookie deal. And this league, for whatever reason, really rewards you for high field goal percentage. Look at Zion's field goal percentage. It's all layups and dunks for the most part. Now he sprinkles in a three here and there, but I mean he's getting all point blank looks and converting on them.
Right.
I mean the guy just doesn't miss from like three feet out.
I mean
you're not going to miss those shots.
It's obvious.
He gets a ton of dunks.
Yep.
Easy buckets that way.
Yep. He's a superstar. Okay. Oh, yeah. And he's going to be a superstar for 10 years if he can stay healthy. I mean I think that's the biggest question.
Correct.
Yeah.
But his body is, I mean, so physical.
It is amazing that what he's doing at his size. Like, he's huge weight-wise, but he's not that tall.
Said he weighs over 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And what's been reported, he weighs over 300.
I mean, I don't know. Is he 6'6"?
About 6'7".
I don't know if he's even that.
He's about 6'7".
He's got a Charles Barkley-like game, man. He just bullies you to the basket.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the jumper that Barkley ultimately developed.
Right.
Maybe Zion will develop that.
Well, his first game, he hit those 4 threes. Okay, he hasn't done that since, but he clearly has a stroke. You know, just got to work on it. It's only a matter of time.
I mean, he doesn't need to at this point. He just takes the ball to the basket.
Right. Well, he's either dunking or getting fouled.
Right.
He went to the free throw line for, 13 times last night?
Yeah. Right.
11 for 13.
What's their record with him when he's in the lineup?
It's pretty good.
I wanna
Is
say,
it 500-ish?
I want to say he's been there for about
15. It's better than
it's better than that. I want to say he's been there for about 15 games, give or take. I'm going to say 9-6.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they're trending.
They're dramatically better with him in the lineup.
They're trending towards a playoff spot. They're only a couple games out of the last spot, and it's because of Zion that they've been playing this well.
See, I just touched my eye and gave my eye whatever virus I had on my fingers. I can't stop touching my face.
Yeah, you can't. You can't help yourself.
Yeah. So, didn't watch any of that last night. Didn't watch any of the Caps. Caps got a nice win. We touched on that earlier.
Wizards also got a win. DC Defenders did not.
What's going on there? Is Cardell? You know,
apparently they misplay at Audi Field. Because not playing at Audi Field, they have gotten smoked.
What's funny about the Defenders is after 2 weeks, they were odds-on favorite in Vegas to win the XFL championship.
Right.
Then they played the two worst teams in the league.
Right.
And that doesn't make any sense.
And got – what was the final score of the Tampa game yesterday? They were outgained.
Like,
they were outgained 477-107.
It's like 25-7, maybe, or maybe more than that.
They only had 107 yards in the whole game.
Let's just call it 25-7. So they've been outscored 64-16 in the last two.
25 zippy. I gave them points.
All right,
zero.
So 64-9 because they lost. Didn't they lose 35-9 or 39-9?
Yes, they got waxed by the LA Wildcats, didn't they?
Oh, it was LA.
They went to LA, got smoked out there. Then came to Tampa and got rocked by a terrible Tampa Bay team.
Well, I saw online Landry Jones, whoever he plays for, had 3 interceptions in the
quarter.
He plays
for Dallas Renegades, and Bob Stoops was very bitter.
He's supposed to be the best quarterback in the league.
You know what? The XFL, they have quarterback issues.
Well,
they
of course
need to
they do.
Seriously upgrade
well, hello,
that spot.
Didn't you know that was going to
well,
be the case?
Well, you figured that, of course. But
How are the ratings? I don't feel like I've gotten a lot of buzz in the last week or two, to be
That's
honest
because
with you.
Right. They weren't
Shocker.
Home.
Well, I'm just being honest.
You don't pay attention.
I've been running around. I haven't been. But I don't know.
There's no reason
maybe
to
other
watch
people are.
That Drek.
Poughkeepsie doesn't have an XFL team, so right.
No, they don't. No, but I haven't been paying attention. But I feel like that buzz from the preseason – is way gone.
It's the way every new league starts.
But didn't we kind of talk about that?
No, but I thought it would have more staying power because of the networks that it's on.
Well, I mean, they're not going to just fold up the league, but no one – I can't imagine people are watching.
They're covering it more.
Drabby, do you have any ratings numbers?
Like after week two? Like do you have week three or week four numbers?
Yeah, check that. See if you –
It was – I heard the week three, I don't know about week four, was like 1.2 million or something like that.
Uh-huh. And what was that in relation to week two?
Week two was 1.7 million.
It went from
Week one was 3.1 or something.
Okay. So it's going you know week one would be the biggest. You knew that probably.
Yeah.
You just wonder where they're going to settle in.
Well, there's just no coverage of it. That's one of the issues.
Well, SportsCenter was covering it like crazy leading up to it.
But after the big debut in week one,
there's no
articles written about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it shows you how important the media is.
Well, also, Stephen A. and those guys, they're not going to talk about it, right?
No.
There's no drama
or
anything.
Well, come on. We kind of predicted this. NCAA tournament starts pretty much in 2 weeks.
All right, you got the combine getting all the
coverage. You've got the combine.
You know what else has hurt them?
You got the NBA.
Coronavirus has hurt them.
But you got the NBA winding down with another, 15, 20 games, whatever. It's just going to struggle, but we kind of knew it. I mean, it's a minor league league.
Can they score some points when they come back home this week?
Well, Pep needs to make a decision at quarterback because Cardale's been bad for 2 weeks.
Cardale was supposed to be like the guy, the poster boy for the league.
All right, that's gone. It's done.
Yeah. So the ex-NFL quarterbacks, like McGloin has struggled.
Right.
Landry Jones struggling. Cardale's struggling. Which of the quarterbacks are thriving?
P.J. Walker, I guess. I think Houston's 4-0, aren't they?
Are you asking me to look up the XFL?
No, I just
wonder
if you're knowing off the top of your head. No, I guess not. I'm sorry.
It's probably P.J. Walker because his team is 4-0.
I don't know. It will be interesting to see what the crowd is like for the next home game.
Right.
I was planning to go in a few weeks to one of the games. I forget which. I think it was like March 28th, roughly around there. They have a home game that I was going to go to. Is anybody still going to be going?
I think so.
I mean, they had really good crowds.
It depends on the weather.
If you go this upcoming weekend, you're there for the Matt Jones coming back to D.C. bit. He comes in with the St. Louis team as they face D.C.
I'm not really pining to see Matt Jones. So who are
he
your
is
leaders,
the second
by
leading
the
rusher in the XFL. Your passing yards leader is P.J. Walker.
Yeah, it's Philip Walker and Jordan Tamu.
Josh Johnson is third with 793.
Yeah, Landry Jones is four.
I still have a soft spot for Josh Johnson. I just like that guy.
You got a win, right?
I like a great story. Yeah, you got a win.
You got the one win.
You got the win in Jacksonville, I believe, which they struggled to get.
They did struggle, but he got the dub.
Yeah.
What God, they cut year. Like 14 times.
Mark Sanchez and Josh Johnson to close out the season.
What a gross
That's
going to
go
of the
down,
season.
Honestly, one of the historically worst quarterback situations in history.
All right, coming up next, Mike Rizzo is going to join us, the Nationals GM, World Series champ.
Yeah.
Mike Rizzo, he had himself a fun offseason.
Oh, he's had a great offseason, no doubt.
Obviously celebrating that, and then he got married, was on a honeymoon.
Yeah, you can't
beat
it.
Now he's back grinding. So we will talk to Mike Rizzo next as we're broadcasting live from National Spring Training right here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junks coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. We're at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Marlins Nats today at 1:05. We should be joined shortly by Mike Rizzo, who joins us during the season as well, or has in seasons past. Hopefully he'll do that again this upcoming season.
By the way, we need to thank Jack and the guys from NBC Sports Washington, because they've been providing us
throughout
the show, moving.
They have.
Well, he's not doing it for your comfort.
I understand
he's doing it so it looks silly.
Okay, yeah. I'm still appreciative. I can still thank them.
They're grinding.
Am I not allowed to thank them?
No, but just, of course. I want to thank them.
You don't negate the thanks?
No, I'm just saying they're doing it so it looks silly.
He's qualifying it.
Well, they're doing it so it looks silly.
Okay.
They don't care how uncomfortable you are.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I do too.
Either way.
I do too. Hey, Mike, how are you? Congratulations, you champ.
Mike Rizzo sitting down with us now. Good to see you, Mike.
What's up, bro? Good to see you, man.
By the way, my chair is completely sunk into the
grass. You never feel fatter than you do when you sit on a chair on soft earth and it just keeps sinking in.
Watch out, Mike.
Every single time.
That's going to sink right into the grass.
It's very good for your self-esteem.
How are you, champ?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Does it feel amazing? Like seeing the sun, like you're used to it, but I mean, come on, you see this, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever get used to it. It'll always be something that brings you back and all the great memories that has. But we've moved past it. We've moved on. We're looking forward to the grind that'll be upon us very soon. So,
right. How was the off season? Like how happy are you with how you assembled the pieces and put everything together?
We thought we had a solid off season. We filled a lot of the needs that we felt we had. Now, you know, we had a lot of turnover. We had 12 free agents that left the club. We signed back quite a few of them and added some new faces, and I think that we've kind of created a roster we believe that is capable of winning the World Series. That's our goal is always to win the World Series, first to battle in the National League East, which is a tough division again this year, but that's our goal. We think that we have a team that's capable of doing it this year.
What was the off season like for you? Because we just read it in the news, and you got married.
Mm-hmm.
The festivities lasted for a while after winning the World Series. Was it different for you?
Oh, it was amazing. Following the unbelievable 3 months of exciting baseball. I mean, we played, from June on, it was ridiculous. So that, you talk about that type of good stress and some really hectic times and that type of thing. We go rolling into the playoffs and do what we did in the playoffs. So that was magical. We were on a high, and then you've got the parades and we went to the hockey game, the Cats game.
Right.
and the White House visit and it just went on for a while. And, we're doing.
And then you had to be deeply involved in, picking your wedding invitations and all those things.
I know nothing about that. Nothing.
When did you start detox?
Detox.
I seriously started about that
Thanksgiving break was a good break for me.
Right.
I mean, that was a good time to.
It was probably
detox.
Nonstop for about 3 weeks.
It was pretty hectic. Yeah.
Did you do a honeymoon, by the way? Go back to that.
Very short honeymoon in Mexico and like a 5-dayer.
That's cool.
It was amazing.
Is it jarring to you that the regular season for the Nats starts on March 26th? Like, there's regular season creep now in baseball where it keeps creeping back into March, where it used to be like early April, first week in April. Now, late March, you guys have to be ready to roll.
There's no doubt. We're breaking camp the 22nd here. Yeah. We're going home, and that's 3 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it is. It's fast. It's upon us, and that's something that we have to be prepared for. The memo that we all got that I gave out to all the coaches and managers and players is that we want to be May 1st ready on March 26th. That's kind of our catchphrase to get us prepared for the opening day in spring training, because we got to hit the ground running and we've got a really tough schedule at the beginning of the season. We open with the Mets and the Marlins, and then we've got the Dodgers on the schedule twice. We're done with the Dodgers by the time April's over for the season, so it's tough.
How much does it help you knowing that, obviously you never want to get off to a start like you did last year, but knowing that, you know what, if you stay with it and you get healthy, you can overcome any start. Does that help you?
It helps us in the mindset that we know healthy, we're as good as anybody. It's how do you get over the trials and tribulations of losing players, and you know, hopefully you don't get as unlucky as we were last year when we lost a lot of players, but we lost them all at the same time. And yeah. You know, we were running lineups out there, as you guys know, that weren't very competitive just because they couldn't be. You know, when you're losing your 1, 3, 4, 5, 6 hitters, it's hard to have that kind of depth to compete against some of the best teams in the league. So it helps us in our mindset, but we certainly don't want to get off to that kind of start.
So losing Rendon, how does that affect Juan, in your opinion? Maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
Like protection in lineup?
Yeah,
how
do you think teams go after Juan now that Rendon's not in the lineup? But maybe it doesn't affect him. I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be as drastic as we think, just because, you know, Anthony hit in front of him. So, you know, the same guys protecting him last year will protect him this year. Although, you know, you had a guy on base 40% of the time in Rendon. And so there was a lot of traffic for Soto. And you know, that's going to be our idea this year, is to have enough traffic out there so they have to pitch to him. If they don't pitch to him, then that could lead to a huge inning, because you know, we've got very, very capable hitters behind him, and we feel that you know, he's going to get his walks no matter what.
Right.
You know, and some guys are going to pitch around him like they did last year, even if Babe Ruth was behind him. So he's that kind of hitter right now. Everyone circles his name, you know, whenever we come into town, this guy's not going to beat us, and I don't think that it's going to affect his approach at the plate or his numbers.
I think Zim was telling us he's noticeably bigger.
Soto.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just you know, we forget how young he is. It's you know, it's just, I think it's natural,
the physical,
you know, maturation,
yeah.
And of a 21-year-old, and you know, he's a strong kid right now, and with still room to fill out, you know, if, you know, when he gets a little bit older down the road.
You know, we saw at the end of last year, I mean, obviously what Trey did, you know, with that broken finger or whatever that was, it was unbelievable. And it was really sort of undersold, I thought. And then at the end, when the celebration, everything, and the general public could kind of see how jacked up that finger was. Did he ultimately get that fixed? I should know this. Does he have full functionality now? Is he going to be playing with 10 fingers, not 8 or 9?
He's going to play with 10 strong fingers, and yeah, he had it cleaned out, the cartilage and the scar tissue cleaned out, and he had a procedure up right at the onset of the off season. So
he's 100%.
He's 100% right now. He's got great mobility. He's got full
range of motion
and movement and strength. So he's about 95% range of motion, which I think is what he's going to get.
Is he still going to wear like a pad or whatever on
I'm
that?
Not sure. I saw him hit
his
the other day. On the bases, for sure. On the bases,
yeah,
for
sure.
Yeah. At the plate, I think that you'll see a less drastic finger up in the air when he's hitting. But what the good thing is, when at contact, when his finger, he couldn't grasp the bat last year, he will be able to this year, and it'll be 100% strong. So,
is there any thought of hitting Trey third in the lineup this year, at least maybe a few of the games, just because of how things have changed with Anthony being gone?
You know, that's a Davey question. You get him tomorrow, but you know, I like Trey where he's at. That's
like
just me.
Yeah.
You know, he creates havoc. He's a table setter, and I think he can be with the bottom of our lineup, I think, stronger than it's ever has been. I think it'll allow him to drive in some runs and be productive, even at the top of the order. But again, we've got 3 weeks to figure out what our lineup's going to be, and you know, Davey's going to ultimately tell us what the lineup's going to be.
Joined by Mike Rizzo, the Nats president of baseball operations and GM. So last year when we sat down with you at spring training, it was after the first year of Davey Martinez, after a disappointing year, and you talked about how in that off season you really looked back at all of the games and figured out what you needed to change. Did you guys have a similar analysis? I mean, you won the World Series, but do you go back and look and say that we need to change some things philosophically?
Definitely. You know, we go back and we have an autopsy of the season after every year. This one was no different. We went through, you know, we tried to eliminate the, you know, the bad points and accentuate the good points. And, you know, we put a lot of time into what went wrong early on in the season, and really kind of got down in the weeds on why were we 19-31, and I think we figured out some things on how to prepare players better and how to care for players better earlier in the season, and an emphasis of coming out of the gates strong this year and stronger this year was a part of that evaluation.
And then personnel wise, it does seem like you really have bolstered the bullpen, right?
Yeah, we feel good about the bullpen. We've got three veteran capable guys that have pitched at the end of big games, and we're looking forward to some of our young relievers that took a little step forward last year, taking another step forward this year and helping us that way. We made a few deals that were kind of under the radar for the bullpen that allows us some flexibility, guys with options, and we can mix and match at certain times of the season, and guys will have options to go back up and down. But you've got Doolittle, who was great in his career. Will Harris has been a terrific reliever. He's probably one of the more underrated top relievers in the game. And Huddy, what he did for us last year, and with his stuff and the way he competes, we like the back end of our pen. And you're going to see Rainey and Suero and that group of guys hopefully take the next step, and we'll be deep.
Last year, Dave did a masterful job, right, of giving guys days off and blending in all these veterans. This year, got a very veteran squad again, right? It's going to be a similar type of deal.
Yeah, Dave, this is going to be, I think, Davey's toughest managing job since he's been here is going to be this year, because he's going to have to really mix and match. He's going to have to care for Asdrubal. He's going to have to care for Howie and Zim and Thames and those type of guys. You're going to pencil in three or four of our guys every day, and then Davey's going to have to work around.
Kind of rotate
work
the other
around,
guys.
Rotate and work around, health and happiness.
Who will play multiple positions for you? Castro play multiple positions for you?
I think that we're kind of settling in at Castro at second base. I think that's his primary position. That's his best defensive position. That doesn't mean that he can't go over there. He went over there in 45 games or so last year with Miami. Never played it before. Played it at the big league level and played terrific at third base defensively. So he can do it. He's a terrific defensive second baseman.
So where's Howie then?
Howie can play third, second, and first. Howie's getting his at-bats there. Asdrubal can do the same. Thames can play some corner outfield and first base. So Davey's got some flexibility there to do things, and I think that you'll see Davey mixing and matching and putting together some kind of unique and interesting lineups with the personality he has.
Do you like the three batterman rule?
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's not one of the things that I pound the table on. Rule wise, I know it's another level of strategy that the manager's going to have to deal with, and we had to deal with it in the front office when we made acquisitions on our roster construction. So I don't think it's going to be as big a deal as people think it's going to be, but we're going to have to account for it. And at the beginning, it may be kind of a little bit of a learning curve, but that's why we're going to have to know our personnel and our bullpen, very, very well, and so we know who can do what and how to strategize.
Is there a proposal or a thought of a proposal to change a rule in baseball that you're not a fan of? Is there something out there that you just
out there now?
Yeah. What about teams picking their own opponents in the playoffs?
I'm not a huge fan of that. To tell you the truth, I don't have all the details of it, but just off the top of what I've read in the media, that I'd have to get more explanation on that.
Okay. What about expanding playoffs? Are you for that?
I would not be. I like the smaller two wild cards.
The one game playoff for the wild cards.
Yeah, I think I like it the way it is. It wasn't. I don't know how it could get more exciting than it was last year. I just think that I guess getting more teams involved at the end, playing for something is important. But I don't want to water down the product in the playoffs, and I want it to be really, really difficult to get to the playoffs and to win the playoffs. So it means something.
Yeah. Because Manfred wants to do this, if he adds the wild cards, he wants to do the three-game series, and the higher seed plays all three at home. So yeah, the road team wouldn't have a chance to play at home.
Yeah. So
but, I mean, that's crazy.
Well, there's a lot of smart people up there trying to get more interest in the game, and I think that they've done a good job with a lot of the things that they've proposed so far, and I'd have to see the details and see if I'm with it or not.
Right.
When you were talking about third base, you didn't mention Keyboom as part of the equation. What have you seen thus far? I mean, it's early in the process.
Oh, he's a big part of the equation. He is the equation. No, he's got an opportunity to play every day for us at third base. That's what we want to happen. We're certainly not going to rush it if he's not ready. But
what was his position when you scouted him? Was he a natural shortstop or third?
Yes, he's played shortstop his whole career. Going up through the minor leagues, we did put him at second base a little bit just to get him some versatility and at third a little bit last year to get a little versatility. But, he's a natural shortstop. I like natural shortstops. I like when they move off shortstop and they can play other positions, because if you can play short, you can play.
What makes it most difficult to go from short to third?
To me, I played both of them in the minor leagues, and to me, third base is a difficult position because there's not many routine balls, okay? You're getting the high velocity balls down the line. You're getting the spinning balls that are toppers. You're getting the swinging bunts and it's just the angles that you get from the transformation from shortstop to third. The angle of the ball coming off the bat is difficult.
They're more predictable at short.
You have more time at short. You have more time to adjust your feet. Yeah. Shortstop is a elegant athletic position. I think third baseman is more of a reactive step and dive type of position, and I think that those are it takes a guy with good instincts, good reactions, good hands, and good feet to make those. Because the angles of your throws there are often there's not many routine plays.
Rendon was brilliant at it. He was
Rendon
brilliant.
Was great.
At it.
And you have to be fearless too, because that ball is screaming at you.
Oh yeah,
it's coming hard at you, and the exit velocities at third base are really hard, and Anthony played very very shallow at third base, and you look at like the Arenados and the Millers and stuff like that. They play extremely deep. So
what is Keyboom?
We're trying to get him deep. We're trying to get him deeper. Obviously, it expands your range and that type of thing. But it depends on how he reacts to balls coming in and swinging bunts and that type of thing. So like I said, we've got he's learning the position at the big league level, which is difficult, and he's putting a lot of work into it. And I like the work ethic that I've seen so far, and I like that he's getting a lot of at bats. A lot of games at
is
third.
He likely to be on the roster on opening day? What are the rights rules? Like, you know, sometimes you hold off on a guy.
We never do that, so we're not worried about that. We never play that game. So
okay.
We brought more than 19-year-olds to the big leagues than anybody in the world. So we don't play that. We don't play the service time game.
Gotcha.
But we're going to go best 26 going north because we got to win baseball games. I hope he's our third baseman. And he's going to get every opportunity to do so. And if he doesn't, he will be someday. So if not, March 26th, sometime
he's
soon.
Today.
And I'm not sure.
Okay. Right? Marlins today at 1:00.
Yes, sir.
Are you paying detailed attention to this? I mean, there aren't that many. There aren't that many roster spots up for grabs, right? So, I mean, you're not really.
No, I'm paying.
You're locked in on all these guys?
Really detailed attention to everything that goes on here. Yes.
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 How about this? Are you a fan of what's the place we're going tonight? Wiki Tiki?
U Tiki.
Is that a good spot?
U Tiki or River House or whatever the other place was.
Max suggested River House. Other people have suggested U Tiki.
I would go to. It depends on what you want. Utiki's a great place to go
to. Yeah. All right. That's going to be the spot.
Cocktails.
And then we're going to the woods. Have you been to the woods yet?
No.
Oh, you
got to
go.
Where's that?
It's in Jupiter.
It's like 30 minutes away.
Hey, okay. Feel free after the game to come by Utiki.
Yeah, come Utiki. Hang with us.
Okay.
Drinks
might,
on Jason.
Might just do
drinks
it.
On Entercom.
Entercom.
On Entercom. Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you,
that's
Mike.
Good.
We really appreciate
thanks,
it.
Guys.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. That's Mike Rizzo, everybody. All right, stop worrying about those pesky plumbing problems and call the 5-star plumbing experts at Crop Metcalf. From water heaters and garbage disposals to sump pumps and main water lines, a Crop Metcalf 5-star technician can tackle any and all of your plumbing needs. Call Crop Metcalf today to save $50 off your next plumbing service at 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and a proud partner of the World Series champion Washington Nationals.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Nat's getting ready to take on the Marlins. 105 first pitch.
Surprised you didn't throw in the sponsor. You're a big sponsor guy.
I believe it's the Fit Team.
Yes.
Ballpark of the Palm Beaches.
I don't know what Fit Team is.
I have no idea what Fit Team is. It must be something local here to West Palm. I couldn't tell you. We could ask our friend that lives in West Palm that's running for office here who's turned his life around. I forget his name. He's a good dude. He's a Junks Mark that lives here in West Palm. I wish him luck in his political career.
Right.
Good luck to him.
It's about the extent of our political knowledge.
Yes. My political
knowledge
is... We've got a listener
running for something down
yes,
here.
Yes. Congressional seat, I believe. Yeah. Local congressional seat.
Yeah, in like the state
whatever,
house or something.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know.
I couldn't be more politically
to me, it
dumb.
Seems like a big waste of time.
Yeah.
Who would want to do that?
I would never, ever want to do that.
Can you think of anything more boring than like working in the state
no.
house?
No.
Well, it doesn't even have to be that
impossible.
Big. Somebody once asked me, like, wouldn't you want to be the HOA president? Like, why?
No. That's like, the well, absolute
they
worst.
Say, well, don't you want to be involved in the community's decisions?
No. Like, you know who does that? Squirrel does
you
that.
Think I know a lot of people do
squirrel
that.
You think I want to?
I've got friends that do that.
I think Lurch. I bet you Lurch
they
gets involved.
They decide on whether you want white fences.
Yeah. You think I want to narc out my neighbors? I don't want to do that. I don't
Lurch,
want to be
do you get involved
that?
In your HOA and all that? Are you one of those guys that gets involved in that?
What do you mean gets involved?
Well,
like part
Jack,
of a board.
Jack, you turn his mic on? Yeah. Do you want to be involved?
No,
like, you go
that's
to
such a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Squirrel does that.
And the meetings are too late. They're at 7.
Yeah. What if they were at 4? Would you go?
Nah, I've had some complaints by the HOA. Like if you leave your trash cans out in front.
Oh, they complain at you?
Well, anybody. They drive around the neighborhood right. and they complain
yeah, see,
and they write you warning letters.
You're yeah, kidding.
Oh, they're communists.
Yeah. Very militant.
You got to move. You should move.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
But see, all HOAs are probably the same.
Yeah. I guess.
If I go to another neighborhood with an HOA, they're probably going to have the same problems that I have with these guys.
So you live in an old hoop like mine. Nobody cares.
So you got no you have no HOA.
I think there's something, but no one's ever said anything to me.
Well,
ever.
I mean, do you pay HOA fees?
I think I pay something small right. for something. But
my HOA fees monthly are about $180.
I have a bow net that's honestly that's like 20 yards long. I mean, no one's ever said anything to me. It's in my front yard. My right. kids don't even live here, and I still have it.
Yeah, they don't care.
How about you
they
take
care.
It down?
Eh, but when he comes home, I we could shoot.
He doesn't have an HOA because they would have dealt with that droopy power line a long time ago.
Yeah, Valdez is desperate to be the president of your HOA.
If he had a real HOA, that droopy power line would have been tightened up a long time.
No, there is something, but it's silly. Because we had somebody that had a beef. Like Cake said, they narked out their neighbors.
Yeah.
That the way their house was situated, their fence was technically in their front yard, and you're not allowed to have one in your front yard. It has to only be in your backyard. It was a whole to-do. They spent thousands of dollars on the thing, and they wanted them to tear it out.
Hey, you should take those droopy power lines in Metro Men's Health with you next time you go. They can hook it.
Well,
they can make them a little more taut. You know what I'm saying?
A tune-up.
That tune-up works.
Definitely works.
You guys are joning. You guys should all
I'm sure it works.
Yeah. Trust me. You'd be swinging a bigger bat.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. You're damn right there isn't.
Man, this conversation just got weird all of a sudden.
All right. So we are going back. Are we going to go right back to the hotel?
We've got to go back to the hotel.
Shower.
Clean up a little bit.
Going to go to the woods for lunch at 12:15.
Yeah. Is it 12:15?
Well, whenever.
Yeah.
So leave the hotel around 11:30-ish.
Well, if it's 12, he has it for 12, so we have to leave 11:15. Sorry.
All right. Well, they're not going to kick us out if we don't get there right at 12.
Jason, do you want to be late for your reservation?
All right. We'll leave whenever you want to
leave. There's a billion seats available. I looked it up.
I've been there before.
But hold on. Are we going straight from the woods to Utiki, or are we going back to the hotel?
No. All right. Unless, you want to go to bed so early.
Yeah.
You're such a
grandma. We're not going straight from lunch to dinner. There's got to be a couple hours in between.
Don't you want the food to settle? When are you going to whistle?
I just want to have cocktails. I want to be back at the hotel by like 6:37.
You can Uber. We'll Uber you home.
See,
we'll
an hour ago, he said he wanted to be back by 7.
Yeah.
Now he wants to be back by 6:37.
This guy.
Just drive separately. My God.
I can't. He's going to have to go to the
car. I have one of the cars.
He can
Uber to Utiki.
We're not taking two cars to the woods. No way we're doing that.
Well, he's going
to
have one car.
Hold on, how many?
The Pompano.
Oh, that's right. He's taking it.
Yeah.
He's going to play cards.
I'm going to meet up with Dave Richard. I've got a mandate later today.
He's stealing my Mustang.
I am stealing your Mustang.
I feel like a Mustang is a chick car. Do you feel that way?
I think it's more of a dude car.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. What do I know about cars?
I've seen a lot of girls drive like Mustangs, especially Mustang convertibles, like what I have.
All right.
What they gave me here at Enterprise.
I've never thought about it.
Yeah.
I would never, ever buy a Mustang.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. Maybe I would buy the Shelby,
you don't have to buy it. You're just renting it.
I know. It's nice. I enjoy it for the day.
Right.
No. I'm going to drive 110 miles an hour on 95. I'm going to push it.
I don't care.
You think I want to wind up wrapped around like a tractor trailer? No chance.
Right.
I'm going to keep it about 75.
Oh, you know what I watched last night? I didn't talk about this. For the first time ever, I watched Naked and Afraid last night. There was some pig walking around in the jungle, and I couldn't believe she had no clothes on. There were literally monkeys jumping around in the trees.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
And she was having to make her own shelter, and it was storming. Mm-hmm. Snakes. I mean, what is she doing?
Where is it filmed?
She's
no
idea. Attention dollars
a
on
jungle
TV.
Somewhere. Are Naked and Afraid? Are they stars? Like, do they get to be famous? Like, nobody knows who they are, right?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Not
it's
famous
the
at all.
Worst
we can
show.
Watch it again. We need to thank Van Meter Homes. The show's been presented by Van Meter Homes. Join the family. Go to vanmeterhomes.com today and let their family build a home for you.
Yes, Van Meter Love. I live in a Van Meter home.
We also need to thank Jack, Greg, and Jerry for helping us out on NBC Sports Washington.
Thank you, guys.
We will be back live tomorrow morning from here from National Spring Training on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.